Yes, hello, good morning. Good evening. I'm sorry, this is Ray, and I'm calling from Opinion Research with the public opinion survey about Kern County. First of all, you a registered voter in Kern County?
Yes.
Okay, am I speaking to Olga Reese?
Yes.
Okay, great, thank you. And would you prefer to take the survey in English or in Spanish, ma'am?
What's the survey about?
Just local issues, government issues.
In English.
Okay. And let's see here. Give me a second. And I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances of your voting in the election for president, U.S. Congress, county supervisor, and other offices on November 5th? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50 or... Don't you think you're going to vote?
No, I'm going to vote. Heck yes. And I'm voting blue all the way.
Okay, that's
Democrats.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, thank you. And thinking about the past elections in Kern County for local offices like County Board of Supervisors, do you always vote? Vote most of the time? Only vote some of the time? Or do you
I always vote.
Okay.
Always.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you think that the things in Kern County are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gone off on the wrong track?
Well, we need to get rid of Kevin McCarthy, that's for sure. But other than that, I think it's good because they're fixing our... Biden fixed our roads. He's fixing our roads. We have good government. But yeah, I love Kern County.
So it's in the right direction as of...
Yes,
right
they just need to get rid of Kevin McCarthy. I never voted for him. How come he keeps winning?
I do not know, ma'am. I wish I would answer that for you. I'm sorry. And, okay, so Ms. Reese, I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings towards each one of them as very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person, please say so. Kim Salas.
I'm not sure about him.
So would that be?
I would say
somewhat favorable, very unfavorable.
Somewhat favorable.
Okay.
Is he a Democrat?
Let me go ahead and verify that for you real quick. Give me a second, sorry. It's a Democrat.
Okay.
And the next one is Gavin Newsom.
No. Very unfavorable.
Okay.
Oh, no. Gavin Newsom. That's the governor. No, yeah, great.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I just...
No, it's okay. I cannot tell you... I cannot,
that's my favorite governor, yeah.
So would that be very favorable or somewhat favorable? Or?
Very, very favorable.
Okay. And Leticia Perez? Perez?
No.
Unfavorable. Okay. Somewhat or very?
Very.
Okay.
She doesn't do nothing for us.
Okay. And Donald Trump?
Oh, my God. Come on. Very unfavorable.
Okay, thank you. And Kamala Harris?
Very favorable.
Okay, thank you. All right, next up, would you say Leticia Perez is doing an excellent job, good, just fair, or poor job as county supervisor?
I don't think she's doing much. I think she just got the title and that's it.
So would you say excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
for.
Okay, thank you. And overall, do you think County Supervisor Letitia Paris deserves to be reelected, or do you think that someone new should be given a chance?
If there's another Democrat in the ballot, I'm going to vote for somebody else besides her.
Okay, thank you. And if the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote, Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Kamala Harris?
Kamala Harris.
Okay, thank you. And if the election for Kern County Supervisor were held today and the candidates in your district were Kim Salas, Assembly Member District Director, and Letitia Paris for County Supervisor, for whom would you vote? Kim Salas, Assembly Member District Director?
Salas.
Okay. Thank you. And how certain are you that you would vote for Kim Salas, Assembly Member District Director? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Is he a Democrat? He is,
yeah.
Yeah, I would vote for him.
Okay. So that would be very certain, somewhat certain?
Very certain, very certain.
Okay, thank you. And please tell me which one of these issues is most important to you in deciding your vote for County Supervisor. Roads and traffic, county taxes, jobs and the economy, homelessness, climate change, housing costs, crime, or other, or don't know.
Oh my God, all of them are good. We need help with all those.
Yeah, but which one sticks out the like a sore thumb to you?
Sticks out the word the most.
Again, I would say
they're all important issues.
Yeah, roads and traffic, county taxes, jobs in the economy, homelessness, climate change, housing costs, or crime.
Housing costs.
Okay. Now let me read you.
But they're all important though.
Yeah, of course, absolutely all of them. And not just county wise, they're nationwide. I would think so, you know. And well, let me read you a series of statements about Kim Salas for each. Please tell me whether this is very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing reason to support Kim Salas for county supervisor. So from very convincing to not at all convincing, Salas will fight for real solutions for the homelessness crisis. She wants better mental health care and addiction services, more transitional housing, and improved job training programs. And again, from very convincing to vote or not at all convincing to vote?
Very convincing, yeah, to get the homeless to get some help. Because
okay.
The homelessness are mainly the drug problem.
And just to not leave off these two other options, somewhat convincing and a little convincing, but you said very convincing, correct?
Very convincing.
Okay. And Salas will work to make county government more responsive to taxpayers. She says East Bakersfield has been neglected for too long and that new leadership is needed to improve county services, like trash pickup, road repair, and parks recreation.
Yes. Yes.
Would that be from very convincing?
East Bakersfield is really in bad crisis. We do need some help in that area.
Okay, so is that very convincing, somewhat convincing?
Very convincing. Very convincing.
Okay. Thank you. And just to not leave out the last option was not at all convincing, but you said very convincing. Thank you. Just to clarify, and Salas wants the county to do more to prevent drug addiction and stop fentanyl use. She'll work for more education and better community services to stop drug use before it starts. Would that be very convincing, somewhat convincing,
very
a little?
Very convincing, yeah.
Or not at all convincing.
Very convincing.
Okay. Thank
very
you.
Convincing.
And second to last year, Salas says her top priority is to fight crime by making sure that law enforcement agencies have the staffing and resources they need to keep our neighborhood safe. Is that very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing, or don't know?
Very, very convincing.
Okay. And the last one here, for this.
And I'm
going to
be watching if he does or not, okay?
Oh, absolutely. I'll keep my eye out too. I'm just volunteer.
I know you're
man.
Just a messenger.
Yeah, don't yeah. shoot the messenger. No, I'm a volunteer, you know, I look out as well. And our streets and roads in Kern County are in bad shape. Salus will work to make sure that our potholes are filled, drains and gutters are repaired, street lights work, and the trash and graffiti are cleaned up. What's that? From very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing, or don't know?
Very convincing.
All right. Thank you. And we're about 60-something percent. We're almost there. Done. And after hearing more information, if the election for Kern County Supervisor were held today, and the candidates were Kim Salas, Assembly Member, District Director, and Letitia Perez, County Supervisor, for whom would you vote?
For
Kim Salas. Okay. Okay. Now, I'm going to read you a series of statements about Letitia Perez. For each one, please tell me whether the statements, if accurate, raises very serious doubts. Serious doubts, minor doubts, or no real doubts in your mind about voting for Letitia Perez for county supervisor. Perez pled guilty to a conflict of interest indictment involving her voting record as a county supervisor. She paid a $30,000 fine and was sentenced to 100 hours of community service for her offense. So the options are very...
Is that for real?
If it's here, it is, ma'am. I'm not here to lie, and I don't need to lie. I just read off what I have, the statements, and
It's just that she hasn't done nothing, and you know, I kind of follow the news, and I follow the politics, and I'm looking at what's good for my community, you know. So I haven't seen her do much of anything. So
okay.
It's very convincing that she probably did get involved in some bad business.
Okay, so that's very serious
very
doubts.
Very convinced.
Serious doubts,
yeah.
Minor doubts, or no real doubts? You said
I have no doubt. I have no doubt that she did commit a crime.
Okay.
So what would that be?
Okay, no. So the question is, or how to rate this is, I'm gonna read the statements like I just read the first one, and for each one, please tell me whether the statement, if accurate, raises very serious doubts, minor doubts, or no real doubts in your mind about voting.
No real doubts.
About voting for Letitia Perez for county supervisor. So you said it raises very serious doubts.
Yeah, I would not vote for her.
Okay. And Perez does not show up for work. In her last two terms, she missed more board meetings than all other supervisors combined. And
What was that?
Okay, sorry. No, it's okay. So Perez does not show up for work. In her last two terms, she missed more board meetings than all other supervisors combined. In the last year alone, she missed 40% of a board meeting. Does that raise very serious doubts to vote? Serious doubts, minor doubts, or no real doubts?
Oh, very serious doubt means that I'm not going to vote for her, huh?
Yeah, yes, exactly.
That I believe the statement. Okay, yeah. Very serious doubt.
So going back to the first question.
That's very serious doubt, too.
Oh, okay. All right, just clarifying.
About the crime, uh-huh.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
Yeah.
And as county supervisor, Perez has cut funding for law enforcement and public safety. As a result, crime has risen, and Kern County has the highest homicide rate in all of California. Wow. So you have very serious doubts, minor doubts, or no real doubts.
About voting for her?
Yes.
Very, very serious doubts about voting for her.
Okay. Thank you. All right, we're at 75%. Thank you for your answers and time. Almost there. And finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or something else?
What did you say again?
I'm sorry. I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or something else?
A Democrat.
Okay, thank you. And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a very not very strong Democrat?
Very strong Democrat.
Okay, thank you. And thinking in political terms, would you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal? And the options are very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, very liberal, or you don't know.
Liberal and liberal.
Okay.
As far as not condemning certain races and that kind of stuff, that's liberal, huh? And climate change and social issues. I would say liberal.
Very liberal. Okay, thank you. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 1 through 11th, high school graduate or GED, non-college post-high school, including vocational, technical, or trade school, some college, you know, before under 2 years.
Uh-huh.
4 years college grad. Okay, thank you. And,
2 years and vocational.
And in what year were you born, if you could answer that?
1951.
Okay, thank you. And are you or anyone in your household Hispanic or Latino descent?
Everybody.
Okay. It's kind of obvious to me, but I have to ask. All right, Ms. Reese, thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I just have your first name?
Olga, O-L-G-A.
Okay, thank
you. You already said my name.
Yeah, it was there, but, you know, I just had to ask it one more time. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, okay, Olga?
Okay.
All right, and I really do thank you for your time, and I hope you have yourself a lovely evening, and God bless, and I hope everything works out in
okay, the same to you. God bless.
Kerr County.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.